Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy.
A lot happening right now in terms of attention on ethanol, not all positive. Certainly the concern on the RFS. What are your predictions for that?
Well, we're all anxiously awaiting EPA to roll out the proposed rulemaking to set the volumes for 2014. There's a lot of concern, and there were some leaked documents that they may want to go backwards on the volume requirements for next year instead of moving forward, which would be a huge mistake, Julie. It's a mistake for not just rural America and the ethanol industry and America's farmers, but would be for our nation. If you look over the past 40 years, we've been beholden to a oil cartel called OPEC that time and time again has created economic shock to our nation. We've been in military wars. We've lost brave soldiers and lives, and many of them maimed permanently over our addiction to foreign oil. We still spend $80 billion a year on the U.S. Navy fleet escorting the ships out of those regions. They control the price of oil. We're an alternative. And like any business, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And we shouldn't on our fuel choice. So moving backwards is not, it'd be for the wrong reasons at the wrong time. Now, the oil industry has put on a full court press because everyone knew when the RFS passed in 2007, some point we would get to the point where the volume requirements are greater than the amount that was currently going into the fuel market. That's why 5 years ago we applied for E15 to get a higher blend approved into the marketplace. Oil has done everything they can on the regulatory hurdles, legal challenges all the way to the Supreme Court on the E15 decision where they lost. But all these lawsuits, regulatory blockage and legislative and PR campaign, you've seen their ads, misleading, outright lies about our industry to stop that blend wall at 10% because they don't want to lose any more market share. That's what this fight's all about. They got 90% of the market. They don't want any less. Well, that's not good for America. It's not good for our energy security, our national security, consumers. We save consumers 80 cents. Our ethanol trades today 80 cents a gallon less than unleaded gasoline. Consumers save about $10 billion a year at the pump. All we want is a chance to compete. And the RFS and those volumes allow us access to the marketplace. Let the consumer make the choice at the pump.
Was oil behind the AP article?
It certainly sounds like it. If you read that article, which you know, it should have been an opinion piece or fiction in a bookstore or something, because they just didn't lay out the facts. I mean, one of the reasons CRPA creatures declined is because Congress mandated it decline in the 2008 Farm Bill. 7 million fewer acres. They're under consideration of a new Farm Bill right now that will lower it even further. That's not ethanol's fault. That's the federal government's fault. She tried to blame all the ills of any type of corn production just on ethanol. And as I told her in the interview, which I might as well have been talking to the wall because she didn't listen to any of the facts, 80%, I mean, we use about, on a net basis, a little less than 20% of the corn crop. That means that over 80% of that demand is going elsewhere. Why didn't they blame hungry Chinese for all this stuff or just us? So it looked like to me it was a deliberate attack at a convenient time to pile on, knowing the RVOs are coming out. And it's unfortunate that kind of journalism. That's why I love coming here. You guys may not always agree with me, but you tell both sides of the story.
What about the realities of the big corn crop that we're seeing and that is likely to continue to get bigger?
Yeah, you know, last year we had the perfect storm, or lack of a storm, a lack of rain, and there was this big piling on by everyone. Oh, my gosh, they're driving up food prices, which, again, is not based in fact. The World Bank, even their analysis said that the biggest driver of food price increases is the price of oil. Food travels 1,000 miles before it gets to the consumer. You have all the distribution, the processing, the wrapping, the retailing, the everything takes energy, the storage. And so that was the bigger factor, but they tried to blame us. Well, a year ago, the price of corn was almost double what it is today. How come they haven't lowered their prices? If we caused it to go up, where's that press release that they're cutting food prices by 50%? There's no connection between that raw commodity, very small connection between the price of a raw commodity and the price consumers pay at the grocery store.
You're
right about the corn crop. You know, we tried to tell everyone last year, markets will adjust. We didn't run out of corn, as everybody predicted last year. It didn't get to $10 a bushel, as everyone was predicting. And the markets adjusted. Now, farmers adjust based on market signals. We saw a bigger crop planted. We saw average weather this year. And now we're going to have an all-time record corn crop. We got corn running out of our ears. We're going to have almost a 2 billion bushel surplus at the end of the marketing year, which is huge.
Jeff Breun with Poet said that you are leading the charge for ethanol, not only domestically, but internationally. What is your international involvement?
Well, ethanol, ironically, a lot of countries are going forward in using more ethanol. You're seeing more and more countries pass mandates on minimum amount of ethanol that has to be in their fuel because of the environmental benefits, because of being able to extend supply, a number of factors. And we're seeing a lot of export activity this year. We're the cheapest fuel in the world. Ethanol futures are $1.60 a gallon. $1.60 a gallon, right? And so that demand is going up. And we're working with the Feed Grains Council and others to set up promotion programs. We're doing stuff in a lot of developing countries that have huge pollution problems. And you know, that's what's frustrating about that Associated Press story. We improve the environment. We clean the air using ethanol versus gasoline. Other countries are starting to realize it. And we'll continue to put a big emphasis on it. It's unfortunate we can't use it all here and help Americans. But, you know, markets are markets, and we'll market it overseas as well.
Well, when we hear about the RFS decision, we'll give you a call and see what's going on.
Yeah. One day, all the rumor mills are going to be right. For the last 5 weeks, I get these calls, and it's coming out tomorrow. It's coming out Friday. It's coming out, right? One day, they're going to be right, and the sooner the better. We want to move forward. Again, it'll be a proposed rule. Doesn't mean it's final, but during that comment period is our opportunity, if we don't like it, to be able to make the arguments and present the data that shows why it needs to be changed.
The lack of a farm bill, how does that impact the ethanol industry?
Well, the 2008 farm bill, for the first time ever, had an energy title, which was significant. And there are a lot of programs down there, especially for the development of next-generation biofuels, that has been really important. The Senate passed their version of the farm bill, and it reauthorizes the energy title, but it also funds the energy title. The House reauthorizes the energy title but doesn't fund it, which means it's meaningless unless you can go get an appropriation. So we're watching that very closely. We know the conference committee that's been working on it. That's a big debate on what happens in the future, but we're hopeful we'll be able to retain it.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.